uncalled for before you had talked to anybody that could explain what was going on. And I'm in Jackson at a lunch.
Oh.
And people are coming up to me and asking me, what's going on at City Hall? And I said, what do you mean? Well, you got everybody quitting and leaving. I said, what do you mean? No. I said, that's not the case at all. But, and then people just blowing the alderman up, blowing me up about, you know, what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know...
You did not like the article, I'm understanding, correct?
Well, I didn't, you know, it doesn't matter whether I like it or not. I'm not gonna like every article. But sensationalizing something that is as far from the truth as that, I mean, we got two guys, just so happened, they're both chiefs, and they were presented with opportunities to do something different. And and take care of the family better, and that's what happened. So it made it sound like we had an issue at City Hall, and everybody's just trying to get away, get out of here.
Well, I thank you for that.
Let me
explain how it unfolded. I got a call. Yesterday evening, now I'm going to be brutally honest with you and tell you how this unfolded, okay? I don't care who you tell, and I'm not off the record or nothing.
And this yesterday evening, you
said? No, the evening prior to last night.
Okay.
So what are we, on Friday? So this would have been...
Wednesday?
Yes, sir. So I got some kind of call that one of the aldermen was going to make some big announcement. Tell me if you can't hear me. Just interrupt me and say I can't hear. One of the aldermen are going to make a big announcement today. I mean tomorrow. This was Wednesday night. That they want to refund everybody their tickets that got one from SecureX. Whoever got a ticket from SecureX over the year gets a refund. So this is this big announcement that's going to happen. So all this is brewing, and I'm trying to find out. And then I wake up the next morning, and like 6 or 7 people tell me in a very sensationalistic way that everybody's quitting at City Hall. So I go, well, that can't be true. So I immediately called Raven, no answer. I immediately called all the names that said quit. The fire chief, the police chief, you, Raven, 3 aldermen, Ricky, Mindy, Carter, 3 times, talked to Hannah. I think I made 12 phone calls. And then I got what I had, and it wasn't what you posted. It was what we wrote.
So, Mindy, you talked to Mindy. I know that.
Yes, sir.
You talked to Mindy, and that article precipitated from what Mindy, your and Mindy's conversation was?
What Mindy, Ricky... Hannah, I didn't quote Hannah. Hannah didn't say anything nay or yay. But anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. The things that I found out from Carter that are not in the story, I'll get to that in a minute. And Ricky, yeah, I used 6 people. But I only quoted Ricky, Mindy, and an old quote from you about, I tried to find something you said about the chief and the fire chief. And then, that's it. Now, what I think you have a good argument about is the headline of mass exodus. So, after I found out that this was not some big, huge mass exodus, I removed it from the headline and changed the headline. But the mass exodus, you even mentioned it, kept coming up. So you have an argument about that. And I think that was probably, if I knew now what I knew then. But see, you write the news as what you have it. Everything's completely different on another news day. So, of course, I'm going to write a follow-up for you. Okay? Now, if you want to, moving forward, if something like this happens again, hopefully not, I will not write anything until I speak to you.
Well, the thing about it is...
I would have much rather spoken to Raven and found out what was really going on, but she did not call me back, okay?
Well, Raven had already read the article.
Well, I called her before I wrote it. I called her before I wrote it.
I was in Jackson, so...
I know. I'm going to write your quote.
I was thinking and hoping that when you said a while back or a couple of weeks ago that, you know, the newspaper is going in a direction that you were not comfortable with because of a certain person.
That's right. And
I was hoping that, you know, this kind of stuff wouldn't, you know, pop up again.
Well,
because it has affected a lot of people. The entire board of aldermen did not know about those gentlemen leaving because we were doing it real time. I didn't hear anything about Lemire leaving, you know, until right before the board meeting. You know, but all he told me is, look, he said, I'm filling out my paperwork for retirement.
Why did he do that off the record? Because I feel like...
You're going to have to ask him that. He's, you know, he's...
Well, he didn't answer the phone. We talk a lot. The chief and I have been talking a lot.
There's a,
The community has treated the police terribly.
Off the record?
Yeah, we can go off the record.
Yeah, off the record, this whole city is tired and wore out and can hardly do the business of running the city because of all of this social media and all of these public records requests, and everybody's looking for the smoking gun, which is not there, you know, and it's all politically motivated. You know, it's all politically motivated because they, you know, there's a certain group of people that, you know, want us moved. And, you know, like I told somebody the other day, I could be on Washington and Porter handing out $100 bills. And the first one I handed out was I turned the right way. This group of people would be raising hell. So, I mean.
Are you definitely going to run again? You're not going to pull out? You're not going to pull out, are you?
Heck no.
Come on now, because remember I met with you a couple months ago and you were disgruntled. You said, I don't want this job, you know, and you were disgruntled. So I was afraid that you weren't going to run again.
No, I never said I didn't want the job.
Well, I'm glad you're running again.
Yeah, I'm running. I've got an announcement coming out, you know.
The Mosaic, I just saw that, the Mosaic. What is that, on the 13th, right?
Monday.
Uh-huh. Well.
So anyway, we've got. But yeah, I'm running. We've done. You know, we've been running for 6 months.
I know. I know. You've been holding back a little bit, I think.
New website, fundraising. You know. Some of that stuff, Lee. If you say it too early, it kind of gets lost in the.
It
shuffle.
Does. No, you were smart to hang out after the Trump stuff. You know. But I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Something pretty big happened during all of this. So I'm just going to stay off the record for...
All of what?
Huh?
All of what?
All the story about...
Okay,
so things happen in real time, you know. So after the story happened and I start getting... And that happens to every news story, sir. I mean, you'll write something in real time and that's how news works. Today it's a different story and we're going to write that. Okay? So, during this unfolding, and I changed the mass exodus, this is why I did. After Carter put her keys on the desk and left, okay? She blew up our phones here. And we went over there, and she's been taping you for 3 months, every conversation you've ever had with her. And wait a minute. No, let me tell you something. So we're listening to it out of context from her. And this is pretty powerful to me because she has a position of all these developments that everybody's got a problem with, supposedly, from you. You know, you're getting it, you know. So we're getting these pieces through these recordings, this picture from her of what's going on in City Hall. And we're thinking, finally, we understand, you know, because she has this, and I'm just going to tell you, tell me if you can't hear me. She's got this one recording of you. Okay, Slaughter and Associates. They got paid an invoice every year. You remember this argument with her? She had a problem with it. They were getting paid during the annexation period and they shouldn't have been, or some stupid stuff. And I've read the contract. I know they're supposed to get a certain amount. I don't know anything, but supposedly you grabbed the invoice from her and said, I'm going to take care of that invoice. And she had called Slaughter and he cussed her out. And so you're paying off Slaughter. Okay, that's how that one ended. I know, but that's where we were at, okay? You're in the middle of it. So then there's another one of you. There's something about cameras in her office or, oh, good Lord. And then all this stuff unfolding for hours. I'm like, God, Kenny's like, man, I'm like shocked and all this. I was like, man, I'm on Kenny's side. I'm like, oh, no. So we go home and we listen, because she gave them to us. We listened to them all. That's why my voice is gone, okay? Verify all. She's crazy. I'm sorry, I didn't even say that. And if you say I said that, I'll deny it. She has made up. Everything was out of context. For instance, the Slaughter thing, their contract says they get paid a certain amount. So who cares if you get paid? When you're not working, you got to meet the contract. So then the camera thing. She made up that whole thing about Brian Rose coming to her office.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then she doesn't want the cameras. And then she's been throwing Hannah under the bus. I got that. That's a whole different G.
I'll tell you what, Hannah is a sweet.
Very, very nice girl. And we thought she was an enemy.
No, she's all upset because of what Carter's putting on y'all's feed.
Oh, Hannah's the bad guy. Oh, Hannah's evil.
You know, and Hannah...
And Patty, oh, forget it. Patty is the devil.
Well, Patty has tried to help Carter.
I know she has. No, we're completely off the record. You can't tell anybody. I'm telling you all this.
Bent over backwards to try to help her.
I know when Patty was talking to me, she's still pissed at me about that text message. She told me she was trying to help Carter, because Miss Joe was involved in this Carter thing and a scarf. Or, good Lord, you know, I don't know.
So now you know.
I know now. Oh, I know now, though. But let me tell you, these were damning things. She presented them in a criminal, unethical manner. So if we would have left what she'd said and wrote it, it's over. So what she's presenting is just out of context.
Oh, I know that. You know, I just...
But when you listen to everything, as a matter of fact, I've just got to tell you what turned the tide for me. She's in your office one day, and I guess explaining the camera thing or something. And I'm listening to you, and you're trying to be very calm. And I'm sorry, this is the image I have. You're managing someone that you need, because got certain amount of talent in urban planning, but she's a little psycho, so you take this breath in the middle of the conversation. And I go, you know, I just heard you really trying to work with this employee. And then I kept hearing employee after employee, you were trying to, you're not the leader she was presenting, or that we've even heard of. I think the worm or mole that has been creating the animosity coming out of City Hall is somebody else and Carter. I'm sorry, but after yesterday, your news stories are going to be reflected differently now. And look, we went with what we knew. She's a public figure. She's in a position of authority.
Well, was. That's probably the reason we hesitate to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what, if we say something, how twisted is it going to get?
I get it. Yeah, I get it. That's right. I get it now. I get it.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we don't. That's why we don't, you know.
Well, I tried for 8 months through Raven and Carter to interview her. That was really stupid and weird that she wouldn't talk to people. But
she wouldn't talk. She don't talk to the press, evidently, but now she does.
Yeah, no, she does now. I mean, oh, good Lord. You know, there's something about her that I was told by anyway. It concerns her health. I'm not going to divulge it, but I don't know if it's true or not. But if it is, she's got nothing to lose by just throwing someone under the bus. But she got on the phone. I'll say this one more time, one more thing. I left. She got on the bus. I'm on the bus. Oh, my gosh, shitting. She got on the phone and cussed me out for 5 minutes. It's the most, I've never been cussed out like that. Ever. It was like 5 minutes of yelling at me and then hung up. I couldn't say a word. I was in shock. She hates me. So, and I'm sorry for that. But listen, that's where we're at. So you report on what you know. You verify it all. And you print it. Okay? So now, what would you... I'd like to say what you said on social, but expand on it a little bit and tell people what really happened.
Well, what really happened is, you know, what...
What you said.
What they got there, you know, and, you know...
Well, the timing looks really... The timing...
Retirement and
well, he's been there 25 years, right?
Yeah,
It's time for retirement. It's time for retirement, but...
47 years old, and don't quote that age thing, because I don't know if he wants to
say. Oh, all right, then.
But, you know, he can start a new career and a new pension, and, you know, and have a, and out of this, have a lot less headache and scrutiny, you know?
I know, but...
Cameras over Securex. I've never had anything to do with Securex over... This whole Securex thing, you know, if you follow it, I think you're going to be surprised at the outcome there. So.
Well, are you, how often do you talk to Mr. Gregory?
I'm whenever I need to.
Well.
A week or 2 days, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's been trying to intimidate the newsroom. And I can appreciate that. He's very good at his job, PR. You can tell him I'm pretty much done with Securex. We found out what I need to know. I'm done. Brian is not going to be writing for us, sir, because not very often. Maybe that'll change, maybe it won't, but he's not going to be on news staff ever. And it's because, off the record, he's a very good writer. Well, that's on the record. He's a very good writer. He's an excellent researcher. He never, ever, ever writes anything that is untrue. But he has a way of writing that looks like he's trying to find...
Stuff is untrue because his first article about Securex said I signed the contract, which...
No, he never said you signed the contract. Well, oh, no.
Yes, he did.
He did? Oh, we got the... Oh, he got the date wrong.
Because I wasn't...
That's right.
I wasn't even the mayor.
He got the date wrong. You're right. So he had to change that. In fact, you showed me that. We know full well Shay signed that contract. It's what happened after. So that's not... You know, that's Mr. Miller. That's between y'all and Mr. Miller. That's what he said, and he says y'all all ruined it. Not y'all, not you. Wilkinson and whoever was with him ruined it with the white listers and some kind of tyrannical behavior. So that's Mr. Miller, and he owns the company. So
no, I've never met
Miller. Really?
That I'm aware of. I don't think I have met him.
Oh, well, listen, that's a whole nother thing. Just between... I mean, me and you, I'm done with Securex. It's not coming back up. I'm done with it. Because when I was trying to get it out of Mark Dunster a couple years ago, I already knew what was going on. So that was... I hope you don't get touch that with a 10-foot pole again. You need to get away from that. Anyway.
Really had nothing to do with it, other than when we started getting issues. Database was flawed.
Right.
Had people coming up and complaining.
Right.
This program is not working.
Well, that doesn't sound like your fault.
That probably took me, it probably took 6 months before I even realized it was Securex going on. You can't imagine. You know, I told somebody when I was first elected, it's like putting a watermelon down a garden hose. There's so much information coming.
Oh, I bet.
Football game, you know, the more you play it, the slower it gets, you know, where you can look at it.
Well, that's why I couldn't talk to you last night. Let me just say this real quick. That's why my voice was gone. I made, like, I don't know, maybe 8 phone calls last night to a lot of people that know you. And know the city hall and past aldermen. And I, you know... It's just, I couldn't have made those calls without the information Carter had given us. But it really turned the tide on what we thought was going on in City Hall for months. Is not really, there's a little bit of little stuff going on, but it's nothing. It's what happens between developers and cities. I mean, you know, it's amazing. I don't know how much she was talking outside shop, Carter, but discord is a really bad thing inside a small work environment. It can ruin a building. And you can see it now. No, I know you can't. I know. I'm telling you what we've discovered. But I'd like to say what you'd like to say, and let's get this straightened out. So, basically, I see what you said on social media, okay? And then, so, we've gotten it straight on what the... So, what about the timing? That looks weird. It's the same day. Okay, good. What?
The same day, because the way it all kind of unfolded is that the county put out their agenda for the Monday meeting, and Ryan's name was listed as a line item, you know, to
oh.
So when that happened, he came in to, you know. And,
oh.
You know, he said, hey, you know, I have not been hired. Until I'm hired, I'm not going to turn in my resignation letter. And then on Monday, you know, the board had their meeting, and I was hired, and that was the resignation letter.
Wow. Okay.
Tuesday, you know, out of the blue, I had no clue, out of the blue, the police chief, you know, said he's retiring.
I just really...
It's odd. The timing is odd. There's no question.
Well, and it's after the TV program wasn't canceled, didn't go, and I wish that wouldn't have happened.
That's a whole other thing.
I know that.
And quite frankly, you know, like I said, you know, off the record, it's just aggravating because we're here trying to do the right thing. Trying to do what we were elected to do and hired to do. And, you know, it's all a conspiracy theory. You know, it's all the smoking gun. Where everybody's looking for the smoking gun.
Well, I have to agree with you. It has been.
There's no smoking gun. Trust me.
Well,
I told somebody a while back, I'm not going to jail over this.
Listen, off the record, I'm in your corner. I am. I'm not against you. I'm not. I talk to Matt all the time. We talk about it. Good grief. Anyway, I have felt like you've been getting an unfair shake, and I've been looking, going, what?
No,
you have. I know you have. And what happened to the chief... And that TV series, the community said online about the police department made me ill. That's not supporting your police department at all. That's terrible.
And, you know, and the police and fire and public works, those people should be put on a pedestal.
Yes, they put their lives on the line. I was just, that disgusted me about this community. This community has never done anything to make me upset except for that. Oh.
People come up to me and said, you know, you're making the city safer. What is the problem?
Well, that got weird.
You've got that Flock system, you know, and I talked to Lemire about it. You can add and delete, you know, it's kind of like a buffet. You want this? But you don't want
that. Yeah, I read the contract. Yeah, you can add or take away. Yeah, I see that.
You want the gravy, but you don't want the potatoes. You want rice.
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. And,
you know, and the whole thing about that is, you know, we had some cases out there. We just added to them. That's all we were doing, adding to them.
I know. I know that now.
Individuals. Tracking, you know, facial expressions or whatever, way above my head. You know, but anyway.
Well, that's
females downtown that work as, you know, in the service industry and in the retail industry. And, you know, those females, you know, leave work late at night, especially the time of the year, you know, when it's dark early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just protection.
Well, do you know what happened during that thing, that little saga? You know, what's her name? Leather and Pearls. She put out some big robbery.
Yeah, I saw it.
And then, with the cameras, we would have immediately found out it was she just left her wallet in the car. And we kind of thought about that, going, you know, we need to use something like that to show them cameras are good. Because there's no level of expectation of privacy downtown. They don't expect privacy when you're walking it around. But we were talking about the actual system, not the cameras. So it got mixed up. Cameras are good. So I'm writing another story on cameras are a good thing. Trust me, that's coming out. That'll be changed up. But,
you know, unfortunately, that's the way of the world these days.
It is. It is. And a lot of people... Yes, you did.
That, you know, we're going to relook at our festival setup. Not necessarily inside the festival area itself, but outside where some intruder could...
Oh, outside the footprint, you mean?
Yeah, where somebody could breach, you know, like they did in New Orleans, you know.
Barriers. Oh, so you're proactively thinking about that, are you?
Police chief and fire chief are working on it right now.
See, that's good PR right there.
What we come up with is not, we don't know yet, but we know when you've got that many people down at Peter Anderson, you know, and unfortunately you got people running around like that guy in New Orleans, you know. Just think what could happen. So why not, you know, look at it and say, you know, maybe we ought to add this, or maybe we should do that.
That's smart. That is really smart.
So that's, you know, we do a lot more good in this building than we do bad, believe me, by a ton.
Well, I already told Raven to send me good PR, and guess what? Right after that, St. Alphonsus comes to the City Hall, a little child is sitting in your seat, you're smiling, that was a money pick, and nobody gave it to us, and I had to dig for it, and I did it on my own. She could have folded that together and sent it in as a PR story, and it would have been great.
Well, if you look, that's...
You know?
Putting stuff on social media, like I think today is... something, National Law Enforcement Day.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, I look at what Raven puts up on social through the day. So I grab it and it, you know, put it up, and that's working fine. She's got a tough enough job. She doesn't have to worry about sending me everything. You know, us everything, because if she puts it on social, I see it, you know. But things like road closures and special stuff, you know, those help. But, you know what has been kind of weird, though, is the you and the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and I know this is a random question, but I got to get it out of the way, okay? Heather is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia's had some issues to where, quote unquote, they didn't say this. Nobody said anything bad about you. This, that you tried to strong arm some of their parades and events away from them, so that you could make the money and not that entity.
We don't make any money off of empty parades or festivals.
I would think it costs you money.
Festival town, and that's part of it.
And Patty mentioned something that I have not published yet, but I've been waiting to, is the budget is the best it's been since, I mean, the last administration.
Our fit city's in the best financial shape it's ever been in.
And,
you know, Lee, I go to Jackson, and I've been up there, you know, 3 years now.
Right.
Starting the fourth year. And I had a representative on the coast come stop me. He wasn't anybody that directly represents Ocean Springs. And he said, you know, a bunch of us were talking, senators, representatives. He said, you know, you're the most effective mayor. We all agree you're the most effective mayor that we have seen in Jackson in a long, long time.
Wow.
Because of the relationships I've made and the amount of time spent on building those relationships and working with those guys, and then bringing grant money back to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was kind of an off year for us because the GCRF money was not there.
We right.
Still $6 million.
Yeah.
You know, the year before that, 9. The year before that, almost 10. So, I mean, you're talking about, you know, $20+ million. We just put $1 million worth of improvements into Tacony, new roof, new windows.
Yes, yeah.
That was,
oh, I gotta remind people of that.
You know, the Mary C. We got $2 million to put in the Mary C. All grant money that we got from Jackson.
Okay.
You know, you figure what that means to our budget, and what the extra things we were able to do. You know, we couldn't do that without that grant money, you know, because the money's just not there for us.
Yeah, but what I think people don't think about is that behind the scenes thing you have to do to meet people, tell them your need, understand. They really, you know, have to like you to get the money. You got to work it.
You do have to work
it. You got
to
work it. I'm trying to, I don't want to say it like that, but you know what I mean? I know you gotta work it. Fundraising. It's called fundraising.
You gotta have a good product too, so.
Yeah, I know. And I know you gotta start your day, but I did want to ask. So you don't try to take parades and programs for people, right?
No.
Okay, now.
You know, there's certain things that we do, and there's certain things that the chamber does. You know, and,
right.
We work with the chamber.
Okay, and can you tell me one last thing about the East Beach Pathway? Because we got a story coming out about that today, and I spoke to Mr. Papania, and I don't have to quote you on it, but I can't seem to find out, Papania, Ricky, nobody knows if it's 1.1 or 1.4 million, and why do you want to see that? I mean, do you? I don't have to quote you, but the story's already done, so.
I'm kind of indifferent about it,
too. Oh, yeah, okay, that's probably a good thing, but, because you got, you know how many lawyers you got ready to sue you?
We got
$1.1 million. Oh, is it 1.1? Okay. But wait a minute.
That's one of the issues, too. You know, this money, when you get grant money, isn't rented at a certain project.
I know. You've told me that.
You can't take that money and spend it somewhere else because then, like I told you earlier, I might go to jail.
Right. You can't use sidewalk money to fix a drainage issue at the foot of Washington Avenue. I get it. Yeah. The infrastructure has to go to where it targets. And we're going to remind that. I'm going to put a little bit about grants and stuff. And then,
the East Beach sidewalk is probably, you know, we haven't heard back from DMR yet.
No, they're still, I talked to them. They're still going over those freaking comments. But between me and you and the signpost, and I didn't say that, if you move forward before the election on that, you'll lose. Because they're going to, you got about 10 lawyers ready to sue you if you do something. All right, just making sure, I just reminded you, I know you know it, I'm just saying. Now, off the record, completely, I am on Mars right now. If you have anything like a St. Alphonsus visit, any fluff, you understand, we call that fluff? That's good news. I think our city needs to hear that.
Yeah, you know, and we can do that.
Stuff like that. It might seem like nothing to you, but that's what a community newspaper is for, is to show people who don't pay attention to City Hall, unless there's an explosive story and that's all they're talking about. But you know that band picture? Let me give you an example and I'll let you go. You know when the kids went to London? Our story in just social media alone, close to 600 comments and likes. On the newspaper, thousands of clicks. Fluff works. You got me? And I didn't mean to say, that's not fluff. What those kids did was amazing. Oh my gosh. I wish I was that talented.
They stole the show.
Oh my gosh. But look, I didn't mean to call it fluff. That's an industry term. I think you know what I'm saying. It's the good stories that make a community a community. You know?
There's a lot of that.
There's so much. Yeah. If you go through the archives of the record, it's all over the record for years. Good stuff. Well, maybe we've seen maybe there's a turning of the tide, but shutting the media out because you don't like them, like Burgess is doing, is really, 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 really dumb.
Well, she just got burned by Brian.
I know. I didn't like any of that, by the way. Oh, I can't. Oh, gosh. Oh, good Lord. Your face when he said that was, you were shocked. Oh.
That's not journalism. That's, you know, that's
no.
Not impartiality. That's no.
No. That was odd. I'm sorry. I have to agree with you there off the record. But he's his own person. He's his own business. Okay?
Yeah, he's his own person, but when he's writing for you,
yes.
He's your.
Well, that was noted. Okay, it was noted. But, you know, he does things I wouldn't do. He's a transparency advocate. You know that.
Hey, I'm as transparent as anybody. I mean, people don't believe it. No. We don't hide anything.
Well, listening.
We talk about everything all the time until we know everything about the subject.
Well, that's probably smart.
Or what, you know, what we're going to do. Because God forbid you say something wrong, you got to go back and correct it.
Well, but the thing is you can always go back and correct it. Don't forget that. Now, listen, I mean, with another story. I mean, you can't just scream retraction just because you don't like a news story. The next day could change everything. News cycle is live. It's in stereo. It doesn't stop. So if a news story comes out and you hate it, call me up and say, hey, this, you know, like you're doing. And we're going to rebut. But look, what happened with this employee situation didn't have to be like that if I got called back. And let me tell you something. I've got to ask you something. Why weren't you shocked earlier in this conversation when I told you that Carter had recorded you for 3 months? You didn't sound shocked at all. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that until...
God, you're good at accepting weird news, then.
She said yesterday something
Oh, that's right. Oh, she posted it.
Brian said that y'all been sitting with Carter listening to...
oh, that's right. He posted... What a stupid thing to post.
And, you know, more to come later. Interesting or whatever, you know.
Horrible. Well, I'm sorry. All I can say is,
And you know the truth in that is? What? Brian Rose. I've never said two words to Brian Rose. You know, not because I don't want to. Never, you know, just don't know him.
He says to me, maybe I should sit down with the mayor, and I probably every week saying, you should sit down with the mayor.
Yeah, I'm down with him now, you know.
All right.
He's going to have to prove himself that
he's... I understand. I understand.
Joe Jewell, you hear what I did to Joe Jewell, right?
You went up to him and...
I said, Joe, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Kenny Holloway. You evidently know more about me than I know about myself.
He called me, like, immediately.
Well, you know, what's his issue with me or with anybody else? Because I don't know him, you know?
Well, I'll tell you. When he started, he likes to be involved and know what's going on. He doesn't have a problem, but he doesn't like the way he's been treated. But with some of your staff, gives him attitude, and you remember the hallway incident, I think.
Well, yeah,
and
he had that poor little girl scared of that. When you got somebody 6 foot plus.
He is a big man. I don't think he realizes.
A young lady that's 4 foot, you know, 9. I mean, that was intimidation.
I don't know. It weird, but here's the thing. If he hears something that's bad, he immediately goes on, but he'll also want to hear the rebut. So he's fair like that, but remember who he worked with. Billy Walker at DMR. Remember?
I know, but you know, it's like he's called me everything but a white person. He has called me everything. You look at his quotes when he talks about me.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not...
You're quoting him in your articles off of Facebook.
No, he calls us.
Well, I mean, what makes him an authority on anything?
Well, the louder they are, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look at the soul sometimes, you know?
Well...
If somebody's got a vendetta, and somebody's got, you know, an axe to grind, I think that... You know, that's not probably a credible source.
Well, I think you're going to see a difference. Things really came to light yesterday, and I was shocked at how listening to you on a daily basis and how understanding you are with your employees and how you tried to work. You lost it every once in a while, but everybody would have. But the way you lost it was even gentlemanly-like, you know? It's like, wow, he is so different. But I kind of knew in my heart, I was going, man, that doesn't sound like the man I know. But I don't know you that great, but I remember talking to you for an hour and a half before you ran for election, and I called Matt because he told me to talk to you, and I said, you know, I really like him. And... He had good ideas, and that's never changed. So, the picture I was getting out of City Hall was disappointing to me. Until yesterday. And now we understand a little bit more. Well, a lot more, actually. And that's not fair to you, but that's the way it works. I don't know what your plans are to bring her back. But she obviously did not quit. I mean, she quit, but y'all didn't even know what she did. I mean, did she still have a job or not?
She quit.
Yeah, I know she quit, but y'all didn't know that. Mindy didn't know that. Ricky didn't know that.
We've assumed that now because if you turn your keys in and you clean your office out.
Oh, did she clean her office out?
Yeah, she took some stuff with her.
She didn't even talk to you or say anything?
Nope.
That's interesting. So, I guess...
But anyway, I can't talk
about it. I know you can't. We're done. I know you gotta go.
I can talk to you about the people who are retiring and changing jobs, but not about,
I understand. No, I understand. You said enough. We don't need to go into that. That's a personnel matter, and we don't need to discuss it. We just do need to explain what was published, though, okay? So, I'll start working on this, sir, and if you think of anything else you'd like to add, we'll have till tonight, and I'll add it.
Well, I mean, it was pretty generic, pretty bland there, about the two chiefs. I'm not going to be quoted or say anything about Carter.
No, I understand. But I'm going to say, the job will be advertised for, probably. Is that true?
I imagine at some point, yes, we'll have to replace anybody, any holes we have in employment will be replaced.
Well, I want to say if you've gotten an unfair shake because of a couple of people inside City Hall, that's unfortunate. And hopefully we can reflect the difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm really glad you called so we can get it straightened out, all right? Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Oh my God.